poll, majority of voters have doubts Biden is fit to serve. By Nick Gilbertson on April 21, 2023. A majority of registered voters hold doubts about President Joe Biden's fitness to serve, according to a Harvard-Harris poll. The poll, released Thursday, asked participants, "Is Joe Biden mentally fit to serve as President of the United States or do you have doubts about his fitness for office?" Of the respondents, 56% say they have doubts about his fitness to serve, while 44% believe Biden is mentally fit to serve. The figures are unchanged from Harvard-Harris's March poll. The divide among registered voters is along partisan lines, as 78% of Democrats believe he is mentally fit, while 84% of Republicans have their doubts. Among independents and voters registered with a party other than the two major parties, 37% believe he is fit to serve, versus 63% who have doubts. Watch, Biden stumbles, coughs through boring speech. The survey also asked participants if they think Joe Biden is showing he is too old to be president or do you think he is showing he is fit to be president? 2 in 3 registered voters, 67%, say Biden is, as howing he is too old, including 37% of Democrats, 93% of Republicans, and 76% of independents. The figure is up 2 points from March, when 65% of registered voters thought Biden was showing he is too old. Conversely, just 33% of registered voters in the current poll believe he is demonstrating that he is fit to be president. This figure is comprised of 63% of Democrats, 7% of Republicans, and 24% of independents. Biden's approval rating pings at 43% for the second month in a row, with a plurality of 41% strongly disapproving of his performance. Watch, Biden refers to Chuck Schumer as Senate Minority Leader. Additionally, a majority of registered voters believe Biden would lose a Democrat primary, including 25% of Democrats, 78% of Republicans, and 60% of independents. The poll comes as Biden and his team are preparing to announce his re-election campaign next week. The Washington Post's Tyler Pager and Michael Shearer reported Friday, citing 3 people briefed on the plans. Harvard-Harris sampled 1,845 registered voters from April 18 to 19. A margin of error was not specified.